When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, this is Kevin Don, Get Fit Guy. Every week, I read different claims about fitness and look into them. Some of them are new, some are more time-honored ideas, but we have to treat all claims the same way, which is that we look at the evidence, and then we put that evidence into a hierarchy of things that there are more evidence for at the top, things there are literally no evidence for at the bottom. Then we can decide what's true. Now, whilst this way of working still results in errors from time to time, if we assess the validity of claims being made, we can reduce the incidence of error. And, you know, these kind of mistakes happen in fitness all the time. So that's why I like doing this podcast, to help uncover the truths. I received some feedback a while ago that all I did was spend my time disproving myths that everyone already knew were myths. My question would be, if everyone already knows these things are fitness myths, then why are there millions of people still following the charlatans peddling these myths? So I'll just keep doing me. And if you don't enjoy that kind of content, never let it be said I'm forcing you to listen. What I will say, though, is if you enjoy the show and feel compelled to do so, please leave a review for me on whatever podcast platform you follow. As you can imagine, sometimes I get people who get all bent out of shape because I have a different opinion from them, and just accepting, you know, that that is reality, instead they leave a negative post, which is interesting. I do find it curious that people with negative things to say bring those things up more frequently than people who have positive things to say. Maybe one day I should look into the psychology of being negative. Anyway, this week I want to take a couple of looks at natural ways that you could increase your performance and why they may work for you. The first is something that many of us might have knocking around in the kitchen cupboard. It is sodium bicarbonate, also known as baking soda. Now, when we train hard, our muscles produce some byproducts, some of which are acidic. Our body as a whole is generally slightly alkaline, although there are, of course, some very acidic parts of your body, like your stomach. But you may know two of these acidic byproducts. First is lactic acid, the other is carbonic acid. And I also want to clarify at this point that a lot of people talk about lactic acid buildup and so on. That's not a thing. It's actually lactate. So anyway, these byproducts increase the acidity in the working tissues. And then things like the mitochondria, which are the powerhouses of our cells, are super sensitive to these changes, and that negatively affects performance. The sodium bicarbonate can delay the onset of fatigue, which is what we call intracellular acidosis, because it assists the body in maintaining normal pH levels during exertion. In a study, Mattson et al., 1993, the studies were showing that sodium bicarbonate supplementation enhanced athletic performance and reduced time to exhaustion by a mean amount of 27%. So it seems that science backs up the position baking soda aids athletic performance. So how should we be taking baking soda? Well, if I had a choice, it would be by eating cakes. But sadly, that's not going to work. So what you want to do, first of all, make sure that any baking soda you're using does not contain cornstarch, which many brands do. Second of all, you're going to dissolve it in some water, usually about a half liter of water. You're going to take 0.25 of a gram per kilo of body weight, which is about an eighth of a gram per pound of body weight. So a 200-pound athlete would be taking 25 grams dissolved in that half liter of water. You take it a maximum of 3 hours, a minimum of 1 hour before your training. Should be noted that many people experience gastrointestinal distress from consuming bicarbonate of soda. But there are some companies out there that make a topical gel, which claims to have the same efficacy and avoids the tummy upsets. There's no relevant studies on that topical application, so I can't say whether or not it's true that it works in the same way. So if you find that you cannot tolerate bicarbonate of soda by mouth, give the gel a go and let me know how it gets on.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
For 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day's work than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. It's because since day one, Mike's has been making lemonade the hard way. We use three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked from family farms, then blended to perfection in cold press to create the epic hard lemonade you know and love. Mike's Hard Lemonade. Hard days deserve a hard lemonade. Mike's is hard. So is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium all beverage with flavors. All registered trademarks used under license by Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Next up in the natural performance enhancers is beetroot juice, which is my favorite. Absolutely love Trader Joe's beetroot juice if you live in a state lucky enough to have one of those. It is delicious. Beets are incredibly dense in nitrates, which metabolize in the body into nitric oxide, which dilates blood vessels. This aids in oxygen delivery because the blood vessels can deliver more blood when they're sort of wide open. And on the aesthetic side, you might also just be like me and enjoy when your forearm veins look like garden hose pipes. So again, let's check out the science. Lansley et al., 2010, found that running on a treadmill to exhaustion, if you consumed 17 ounces of beetroot juice, it took 15% longer to get exhausted. Next is Chermak et al., 2012. 6 days on the beets, trained cyclists improved power output by 1% on a 10K time trial, but there is a study that had no effect on well-trained kayakers when it was compared to a tomato juice placebo. That said, most of the studies did find positive performance in athletes, especially those that are recreational. Speculated at the high end of performance, those athletes already have a physiological adaptation that stimulates the same effects as beet juice does. If you do decide to try beet juice, just be aware the next morning when you go for a pee, not to panic. It's highly unlikely that you're peeing blood, which is a common source of panic for people after they've had some beets. Finally, let's tackle a listener email. This one comes in from Lydia, who hails from parts unknown. Hello, Kevin. We'd love your thoughts on this question. What are the pros and cons to resistance training with timed intervals? 40 seconds on, 20 seconds of rest, as opposed to counting reps. Thank you so much. Hi, Lydia. Well, the pros and cons to resistance training with timed intervals for which purpose? Because, of course, my answer is going to depend on what the goal is, really, because we've got that specific adaptation to impose demand. And what might be a pro in one situation will be a con in the other, and vice versa. But if you're asking if there's pros and cons to 40 seconds on, 20 seconds off for strength training, the pros are none, and the con is you won't get stronger. By the way, I just want to add in here, for the person that emailed in to say that I am abrasive, I don't agree. I'm just matter of fact. I'm also British, and it's a well-known fact that many Americans cannot understand British humor because it's so dry. Anyway, let's assume that, Lydia, you mean getting stronger, since that's usually the reason people perform resistance training. The most important thing with getting stronger is lifting loads heavier than you can right now and increasing that load across time. It's called progressive overload. When we contract our muscles, like when we lift a weight, there's a cost. The cost is it uses up fuel that we have stored up. In order to do more reps, at some point you need to take a rest to replenish the fuel. The problem with interval training and strength is that in the first round, you will deplete a significant store of your fuel. So let's say you've got 100% of fuel available and then you do 40 seconds of all-out reps. You might use, we'll just say an arbitrary number, 30% of available fuel. So now in round two, you're trying to work maximal reps again in 40 seconds, but you've only got 70% of the fuel. And then in the next round, and the next round, and so on. So very, very quickly, you're going to run out of fuel, which means you don't have the ability to do any more reps, or if you want to keep doing reps, you have to decrease the load, which is the opposite of strength training, right? Don't get confused between strength and strength endurance. The most important thing with strength is doing heavy reps, doing them as quickly as you possibly can, and doing them with as little rest as you possibly can isn't relevant to strength. Rest, recover your fuel stores, do the heaviest reps you possibly can. So interval training versus counting reps every time. Any questions, email me, getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com. Get Fit Guy is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. Thanks to the team at Quick and Dirty Tips, Morgan Christensen, Holly Hutchins, Brandon Getches, Davina Tomlin, and I am your host, Kevin Dawn. Send me a question, getfitguy@quickanddirtytips.com, or voice note me, 510-353-3104. Information about the show, visit quickanddirtytips.com or check out the show notes in your podcast app. Have a great week.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick Scented Oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Meet the next generation of podcast stars with SiriusXM's Listen Next program, presented by State Farm. As part of their mission to help voices be heard, State Farm teamed up with SiriusXM to uplift diverse and emerging creators. Tune in to Stars and Stars with Issa as host Issa Nakazawa dives into birth charts of her celeb guests. This is just the start of a new wave of podcasting. Visit statefarm.com to find out how we can help prepare for your future. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.